She's like the space invader. Yeah, she invades space. I'm telling you.
Neighbor punishes neighbor.
What are you doing, sir? What is that you just did?
Kicking her plant. I was upset.
Was he just bringing his job home?
I work for the Department of Corrections in California and Arizona.
You work for the Department of Corrections?
Correct.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. How would you know?
There's actually something wrong with you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Denise Zack is suing her former neighbor, Kiefer Shapinski, for vandalizing and stealing her property and for harassment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 115 on the calendar, the matter of Zack versus Shapinski.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Zack, you live in an apartment building, or is it an attached house?
It's a triplex.
And sometime last year, the defendant moved into the building.
Yes.
You had been living there for how long?
10 years.
Mr. Shapinski is no longer in the building, but it is your claim that while he was there, he damaged some of your property. And you are also suing him for a course of conduct that you claim is harassment. And the harassment would be really the damage to your property. I'm not interested in his playing his loud music. I want you to understand that. So I've read your complaint. He's not there anymore. You moved out when, sir?
May. End of May after this year.
So I want you, Ms. Zack, to tell me the date and time of any act of vandalism that you can prove, not what you suspect,
okay,
not what you think happened, only things that you can prove. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Date.
Date. The first date that I can prove something, and I do have video for it, is the 20th of April.
4/20.
Yes. I have a restraining order that was issued because of all of this.
Don't care.
Okay.
That was your relief. You sued him and got a restraining order. I want to know what acts of destruction of your property you can prove. And the first one you say is 4/20 of this year.
That I can prove,
prove
it. Yes.
I'm only interested in what you can
prove.
Let's go.
I have a video of him actually doing the damage.
Let's see.
So in this video, Kiefer is...
Shh, okay. Is that you pulling up Mr. Shapinski?
That is correct.
Is that going into your house, sir?
No. It's going behind the house.
It's going into where?
It's going behind the house, to the garbage and the recyclables.
Leave us alone.
What are you doing, sir? What is that you just did?
Kicked the vegetables and she had plant materials.
I want you slowly, Mr. Shapinski, to tell me you got out of your car and when you went into the building, it was not your house that you were going into.
No.
Whose house was it?
It was all of our, three
okay,
of us.
Okay, so that's there. Going around and you enter all three apartments from that entrance.
No, no. I was cleaning my car and cleaning a shower curtain. Ms. Zack took it upon herself to take the stuff and get rid of it. This had gone on for, yeah, you did.
Don't speak. I want to know what exactly I saw there.
That
it looked
was
as
shower.
If you were taking garbage and throwing it out.
Right, from my car. And then I found my shower curtain because I was draped over the back. She had taken it and strung it over a metal fence and ruined it.
What were you doing with the shower curtain
outside? Cleaning it. I was getting ready to move out.
So what were you doing with the shower curtain outside?
I had cleaned it and I put it in the front over a shrub.
Now, that's what you did. Then you come home because you're getting out of your car and tell me what you find.
Nothing. It was gone.
It was gone. Okay. So somebody took this thing that you had left out on communal bushes.
Correct.
And done something to it.
Mm-hmm.
So just a second. You don't know who did anything. So you went looking for it,
mm-hmm.
And?
I found it strung over a metal fence in the back.
Just a second. So you found it strung over a metal fence. So what did you do?
I picked it up, went over there and screamed up at her thing to leave my stuff alone.
But what were you throwing out in the bushes?
No.
Play that again, please, Bird. Would you please? It looked as if you were taking something out, and when you left, there was garbage or something in the bushes. Now, are those the bushes behind there where you would put your shower curtain?
It's right in front of the car is where the shower curtain was. So I had a drink, a pop thing that I recycle. So I take and recycle.
What are you doing right now?
Kicking her plant. I was upset.
Oh, those are her plants?
Yeah, with her cats. Oh, it's a memorial to a cat.
Just a second. What? Those are her plants?
Correct.
That you kicked?
Correct.
That's what you did. Why did you kick them?
I was upset.
Well, you can't do that, sir. You have to fix them if you broke them or replace them.
Okay.
Upset. You have no reason to destroy her property.
I didn't believe I was destroying it.
Well, I saw you kicking her plant pots. How much are they worth?
Those were actually given to me when my sister passed
away. I don't want to hear that your great-grandmother grew violets, and this is from her seed stock. I don't want to hear it.
To date, the replacement on those the damages from the plant items were $110.59.
How many plant pots did he break?
I believe three.
What do you mean you believe? I saw him kick twice.
There was multiple plants there at one time, and they would disappear.
No. Listen to me. Okay. He started this out by saying, I want you to tell me what you can prove.
Three.
And are you saying that he broke what I saw there with three pots that he broke?
Yes, and plants and the memorial garden items in that area. There was more than just the plants.
No, that's not what I saw. I saw a hissy fit and I saw him kick twice. For that, I'm going to give you $30.
Okay.
What else can you prove?
On the 22nd of May of this year, I have video of him pulling bolt cutters out of his vehicle, going to the side of the house where a replacement barbecue was bolted and cabled to the side of the house. That morning, I had looked at the cable and the barbecue. We had had incidents of vandals or someone doing damage to the area. So when I replaced the barbecue that had been damaged and stolen, I put a cable around it so it couldn't happen again. I checked it the morning of the 22nd. I left for work, and then the video shows him about 40 minutes later after I left for work, pulling bolt cutters out of his vehicle, going to the side of the house where the barbecue is, and then coming back with bolt
cutters. I want to see it.
And my witness here was at the house.
I want to see it.
Okay. It's in with that DVD.
Fine.
And then I also have pictures of the...
That's bolt cutters. Where are you going with the bolt cutters, sir?
To cut the cable.
To cut the cable?
Correct.
Great.
I work for the Department of Corrections in California and Arizona. I started getting weird...
What right did you have to cut...
I have to protect myself, Your Honor.
You have to protect yourself?
Correct.
From a barbecue?
No, from you.
Don't speak to each other. From a barbecue pit?
Well...
What were you protecting yourself from?
She had flammable stuff. She was told to take it out of there. She's like the space invader. Yeah, she invades space.
Listen to me. That's what we have courts for. Somebody is endangering you, you go to court. You have no right to maliciously...
It wasn't malicious, Your Honor.
Of course it was. If it was...
I was protecting myself.
Listen, you work for the Department of Corrections?
Correct.
That's...
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. How would you know? You're the one that peeked through the window.
There is something... There's actually something wrong with you.
Yeah,
I protect myself. There's actually something wrong with you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have a lot of things in my car. I have a lipstick, I have tissues, I have mints. But in the back of my car, I don't keep a bolt cutter.
And later today...
I hate my parents sue their children. I certainly don't go for the rent business. They moved into your house there for 5 weeks. I've had relatives that stay longer, and I don't charge them rent.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Denise Zack says neighbor Kiva Shapinski owes for vandalizing and stealing her property and harassment. Kiever admits to the vandalism, but claims it was justified.
Now, you are just not getting it.
No, she doesn't get it.
No, you're not getting it. You cannot destroy somebody else's property, either in a hissy fit, which you displayed in the first video, or with bolt cutters if you feel your life is endangered because she had flammable stuff there. You didn't take any of the flammable stuff. You just, what you did was you cut through and you thought about it. It was a plan because, you know, I have a lot of things in my car. I have a lipstick, I have tissues, I have mints, but in the back of my car, I don't keep a bolt cutter unless unless it's my intention in a well thought out plan. When she left, you went in the back and cut that. How much was?
The cable was $19.
Great.
This also goes to show.
What else?
That's the damages I can prove, but the harassment that I endured for 10 months and the landlord reducing my rent.
I'm not interested in your 10 months of harassment. If courts were interested in 10 months of harassment, they would be busier than they are now. And they're already too busy.
This
so what I'm telling you is he is no longer there. He is no longer there.
You've shown me stuff.
You've shown me two things, and I think it's a very good thing that he's not there anymore.
Well,
I don't know where he's living, but I think it's a very good idea that he's not living near you anymore.
I don't have it against you.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $50. That's all. Out.
Why is our excuse? You may step out.
This lady really harassed me.
He has no regard for the law or for common courtesies of anyone else.
I think she's crazy.
He really just doesn't believe he does anything wrong, and he's entitled.
I'm hoping that I will never see her again, and this will be the end of it.
I just hope to never run across him again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Allen Reedy versus Reedy Jesse. Step forward.
Deborah Allen and her partner Stephanie Reedy are suing Stephanie's son, 22-year-old Nicholas Reedy, and his girlfriend Taylor Jesse for an unpaid loan, rent, property damage, and the return of a PlayStation 3.
Who is Miss Reedy?
I am you.
Miss Reedy and Miss Allen, you've been partners, according to what I've read in the complaint, for about 17 years.
That's correct.
Ma'am.
And Miss Reedy, you had two children?
Yes, ma'am.
That the two of you raised?
Yes, ma'am.
Together?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your first name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, you refer to both your mom and Miss Allen as your parents.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they raised you.
Yes, ma'am.
This is what the case is about. This is your girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
You claimed several things. A loan to Nicholas for a car, some rent that he owed you when he moved in with his girlfriend. They were there for a very short time.
Correct.
Maybe 6 weeks.
Five.
5 weeks. We're going to forget about the rent. Just consider it an overstay. Now, you claim that he stole some sort of a play box, an Xbox or a PlayStation or whatever else it is. Nicholas says that was his. Oh, and they damaged the room when they were living there. They sort of acknowledged that they left the room a mess, but there was no damage. So I am really going to concentrate in this case because they're young. I hate when parents sue their children, especially their young children. I certainly don't go for the rent business. They moved into your house there for 5 weeks. I've had relatives that stay longer, and I don't charge them rent. But let's talk about the loan. Ms. Allen, you made the loan to
That's
Nicholas
correct.
Personally. Tell me about the loan. When did you make it?
May of 2013. Nicholas had moved back in with us in January of 2013, and we gave him an old car of ours. Within 2 months, he totaled it.
Is that right, Nicholas? Did you total one car that they gave you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Always tell the truth. You don't get into trouble.
Yes, ma'am.
It's easy. So you totaled one car, and then what happened?
His mother was having to take him back and forth to work quite a bit, which was in another town. And I offered to loan him the money. I actually offered to loan him to help him with the down payment. And he was supposed to save half of it, but it was getting really bad, and a friend of mine at work had a car for sale for $1,000. So I told him I would loan him $1,000 to purchase the car so he would have a way back and forth to work. And that's what we did.
Did he give you back any of the money?
$350.
Nicholas, did you give Miss Allen back $350?
No, ma'am.
You didn't.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor.
What?
Could I show you a letter from our daughter's counselor?
No. make peace, not war with your children.
We didn't make the war.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Deborah Allen and Stephanie Reedy are suing Stephanie's son, Nicholas, and his girlfriend, Taylor Jesse, for a loan, rent, property damage, and the return of a PlayStation 3.
Okay, did you give her back $350?
I do not specifically remember giving her $350 for a loan.
What did you give her money for?
I've helped her with groceries. I'd helped her in the house.
No. We're not talking about groceries.
That's the kind of stuff that I did, because I was never expected to pay that back. Okay. That was a gift. It was not a loan.
Well, I know that that's the routine you're going to give me, but Miss Allen says you gave her $350. In what kind of denominations and when, Miss Allen?
It was in 20s.
In 20s?
In 20s, basically, small change. At the time, I know I didn't write a receipt.
So he gave the money to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you keep a record of it?
No, ma'am.
Well, then if he gave you money in 20s and sometimes small change, Miss Reedy, how do you know that he gave you $350?
Because I remember him giving me that, and he said it was for the car payment.
No, but that's not what you just told me. That I don't believe. There we go. See?
Okay.
I'll tell you why I don't believe it. I don't believe it because you don't keep a memory of $20 bills. If you made an arrangement with him to give you $50 a month towards the loan of $1,000, and every month he gave you $50, I could understand you saying, well, I remember he gave me $50 for 6 months or for 7 months. But that's not what you just told me. What you told me was he gave you $20 and sometimes small change that you didn't keep a record of. Do you understand where we're going here, Miss Reedy? Well, you're not going to get it back.
No.
You want to tell me what kind of damage you claimed that they did to the room before they moved out?
There's paint stains on the floor.
Show me.
Those paint stains, Your Honor?
Shh. You have your chance. Right. So far, so good. Right? See, look how good she is.
She's a very wonderful
girl. A keeper.
I plan
She's
on
a
it.
Keeper.
I plan on it.
Very grown up. There's a red stain in the carpet. Do you know how that happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how
it
happened.
My sister's paint got knocked over while we were moving furniture upstairs. It was an accident. My sister knocked over the paint, broke the glass jar.
Who did?
We cleaned it up, my sister.
How old is your sister?
17.
Did you ask about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you speak to your daughter about that?
Yes, ma'am.
And?
And she told me that Taya had been painting up there and that she had knocked over the jar and it broke and spilt and that she was trying to clean it up.
Okay. And? He says it was his sister. Your hearsay says it was the defendant. Nobody saw how it happened.
There's pictures in there of the pictures of the boards that Taya was painting that I took pictures of that shows the color paint. Taya was doing those.
Just a second. Well, that may be true, that she was painting, but that doesn't mean she knocked it over. I think this is all a lot of nonsense. I wish I knew what the underlying problem was.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now let's go back to the last thing. Do you play this video game, this Xbox?
The PlayStation 3?
Yeah. Who plays it?
The two of us.
And when did you buy it?
I didn't, ma'am. He gave it to me.
Who gave it to you?
My son.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then you had no right to take it.
May I tell you what happened? The next month, about 2 months later after I gave it to her, when I was living with my roommates in our apartment, I came to my mother and I was like, hey, I've got nothing at the apartment right now. It's kind of bare. May I have my PlayStation back? I know.
No,
I don't...
not your PlayStation.
May I have the PlayStation back? She was more than willing to hand it over. She gave it to me. She's like, I don't use it at all. Please take it. I took it. And until all of this mess, I never heard a single word about wanting it back.
How did the PlayStation get into Nicholas's house, Miss Reedy?
Just like he said. He
well,
needed
then
something.
He keeps it. Goodbye, folks. You know, try to settle it and be nice to each other. Doesn't sound as if they're bad people.
Your Honor.
What?
Could I show you a letter from our daughter's counselor?
No. Make peace, not war with your children.
We didn't make the war.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There was more to it than she listened to.
I agree that there was a lot that didn't get spoken about. But it didn't really need to.
That young lady standing behind you.
I think they're finding a scapegoat. I think she's the only thing that's new in the situation, and they think that she's the reason.
That's what caused the problem.
I did nothing from the time we moved in there but try and help his little sister.
I'm done. I want nothing to do with them.
I've been rational. I've been calm about all of this. And I'm at the point, if they're done, then I'm not going to work any harder for it either.